Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Success is a journey. It is not a destination. How often have we heard that cliche in the years we've been in sales? Hello and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here on a beautiful and mild Thursday morning, 15th of October 2020, here in the Macedon Ranges, as we're in the middle of, this is the middle of spring, 15th of October, the smack bang in the middle of spring. And the trees are out, the leaves are blossoming, there's lots of bees around, lots of flies around, and lots of activity in the atmosphere. So hopefully you've had a fantastic week so far and looking to finish the week strongly. Hey, I wanted to talk about this because it's I speak to a lot of sales teams and a lot of sales leaders that have this level of impatience when it comes to achieving objectives. And some of that, of course, is manufactured based on the expectations that companies are placing on sales teams and sales leaders, particularly today, and even in lockdown situations and situations where you've got industries either flatlining or going backwards because of the COVID restrictions around the world, it's still an expectation that companies are growing and that sales teams need to continue to, I guess, push the envelope and expand their offerings, expand their customer base, add diverse lines of income, and bring on new customers. So it's a never-ending challenge for sales teams and sales leaders to look for ways to, you know, get to the next level and bring in the new customers they need to bring in order to keep the company afloat and profitable. But it's what's really interesting is sometimes people push it too far, and they push it thinking that, well, I've got to get to success. This is the destination, and they put all of their focus on the outcome being the quarterly target or the 6-monthly target or the end of year target, and they think that, well, that when I achieve that, then I will be successful. And what unfortunately happens is organizations, particularly senior leaders, unfortunately put all of their emphasis on achieving the target, and for them the scoreboard basically says you've either won or you've lost. So you're either successful or in some cases you failed. And I've seen many sales leaders and sales teams completely have their bubble burst when they've worked their absolute butts off for the year. They've been given a target, which when you look at it at the start of the year, was probably really, really, really challenging to hit from the start of the year. But somehow they found a way to get close, and they went on a journey that gave them at least the opportunity to hit the final hurdle and hit the final, I guess, benchmark of that sales target. But they just came up short. And unfortunately, the company and the senior stakeholders look at them and says, well, you didn't meet your target, so you failed. And it's a black mark. And it sometimes results in, unfortunately, people going into things like performance management programs, which is absolutely ridiculous. So the reason I want to talk about this today is that I've just attended another virtual leadership program called Live to Lead. And it was a full-day program late last week. And there was a number of great leaders that was speaking, and one of them obviously was John Maxwell, because it's his leadership function. And he opened the program with a fantastic, dissertation or perspective on success and what success actually is versus what a lot of people think success is. And he did talk a lot about consistency, and I've talked a lot about through podcasts and also through coaching and workshops that I do about how consistency is absolutely critical and it compounds over time. And sometimes when you put an amount of effort in and you don't get the reward, you can get a little bit downtrodden, particularly when other people look at you and think, oh, you haven't got the results, therefore you are not successful. But what was really interesting is when you look at it and the work that you do on a daily basis, it adds up, and it's the compounding effect of your daily activity that will lead to a result. Now, looking at the sales team who just came short on their sales target for the end of the year, and the businesses consider them to be a failure, in actual fact, they're not a failure. In actual fact, they're a successful team, because what John pointed out really, really succinctly was that there is such a thing called a success journey. There is not a journey to success. So essentially what he was talking about was success is not the destination. Success is who you become along the way so that you can actually get the responsibility of being successful, quote unquote, when all the accolades and all the money and all the things come to you, which equals success in a lot of people's terms. So he then went on to talk about the fact that consistency really is the power of how we get to a destination. And it's the things that you do when obviously nobody's looking that over time, as long as we're consistent in doing that, and as long as we keep having a desire to keep going and consistency to keep getting better and better and better, we actually drive a level of competency to the point where we actually start getting results, and the results will get to us. But there's a lead time, and it sort of ramps up and momentum builds. And so whilst you might see some little results at the start, you actually start reaping the rewards the longer you stay in the game, the longer you stay on the course, and the longer you maintain the positive attributes and the positive actions, and therefore the consistency with what you're doing. Now, this is what I've got a bit of a problem with, and I always have in the selling game, and the fact that, you know, companies are run by financial years and they have to report according to a financial year, and there's this artificial date that says, oh, if we don't get this sale in by the 30th of June or the 30th of December, then we can't hit our target, and therefore we quote unquote fail. Well, at the end of the day, if we're going to get the business, we're going to get the business. So if you think about what Simon Sinek talks about now in his new book, The Infinite Game, if we think about this is an infinite game, so we're continuing to add value to our customers, and it's an evolving process, and it's a journey to getting to a destination. It's not the destination itself. Then really, does the end of the year target really matter? Now, I know some of you might be thinking, well, it does, because that's how I get measured, and I get that. I completely understand that. But a lot of us have to start thinking about, particularly when it comes to leading our team, that we don't need to and shouldn't put so much pressure on our individuals to hit our target by a certain date, because I've seen it happen hundreds, if not thousands of times. The behavior, therefore, the person is expected to demonstrate to get a particular result over the line can sometimes come across to a customer as being pushy or salesy, and nobody wants to do business with a salesy salesperson. And that's just the fact of life, because we want to do business with people who we know, who we like, and who we trust. And it only comes through doing the right things at the right time and staying in the game for long enough to be able to reap those benefits. So as a sales leader, I want you to think about, you know, and I've asked this question a few times now on the podcast, you know, why is it that you're a sales leader? What brought you to sales leadership? What keeps you as a sales leader, and what's going to continue to keep you as a sales leader? And if it's all the accolades, if it's all the money, if it's the prestige, if it's the title, then that's well and good. But I can guarantee you that's not going to keep you in the game long term. What's going to keep you in the long term is a genuine desire to do something that's going to benefit others and is going to grow other leaders. And therefore, it means that we as sales leaders have to demonstrate a really high level of consistency constantly and stay in the game until we get the result that we want. And this is about the staying power. So if you can do that, and if that's the mindset you can go into each day with and each week with and therefore each month with, then you'll set a fantastic example for your team to follow. And I can guarantee you, whilst you may not necessarily get the full target achievement at the end of the year, I can guarantee you'll do a lot better than a lot of other organizations will do and a lot of other sales teams will do when they simply focus on that end target and they look at the short-term game. So I wanted to talk to some observations that John made when he was talking about this success journey and being really, really consistent in what we do. And what he was talking about was the fact that if we can get really good, and this presupposes, of course, that we've got the right habits, we've got the right methodology, we've got the right mindset and all that sort of stuff, and it's just continuing to be consistent in their good habits. So you've got to first and foremost have those in place. But when that happens, there's a number of things that will play out. And as long as we can stay in the game, then we will make progress. Now, it may not necessarily be as progress as quick as we would like, but we'll certainly be making progress. But there's some consistency observations that he made, which I found absolutely fascinating. And when I listened to them and when I really absorbed them, they made a huge amount of sense. And they certainly had an impact on me, because if I reflect back on what I've been doing for the last 20 years and certainly what I'm teaching and what I'm coaching and mentoring people on, there's a correlation between those and what I'm doing as well, which makes me feel fantastic that I'm kind of on the right track and still on my own success journey, which everybody is. So here's 8 points to consider and think about. And as I go through these, just think about how these apply to you and how these apply to your sales team, and how you can incorporate these into your conversations, but also into your thinking and also your planning when it comes to running your sales team, but also thinking about coaching and mentoring your team as well. Because some people will be steps ahead of others, and some people might have a level of patience that's better than others, and some people might just want to be, let's just go and rip the bandit off and just run as fast as we possibly can. So we need to keep everything in perspective and notice that everybody's going to be at a different level, but there are some truths or observations that stand the test of time that we need to be really conscious of and use to our advantage. So here they are. Step number one, or observation number one, is that the first step is the most important step. Now, this plays out a lot, and I remember hearing a podcast a couple of weeks ago where a guy who was an elite athlete was hit by a truck on a training run, and he was doing ultra marathons, ultra bike marathons, and all sorts of stuff, and he got hit by a truck over in Dubai, and literally crushed his lung and damaged ribs, vertebrae, all that sort of stuff, and he had to literally learn how to walk again, and he all he focused on was taking a first step in his rehabilitation. If he could get up and walk from his bed to the toilet, then that was an achievement. But the first step is always going to be the most important step. And for some people, the first step is the most difficult step. So think about people who are new to your sales team and they've got to make that first phone call to a prospect or to a potential customer. That first step can be a huge step for that particular person to get over. And this is where we need to be able to encourage them and can encourage them to take that first step and not be wedded to the outcome, but be focused on taking the first step. Because once the first step is taken, the next point becomes really obvious, and that is the next step will actually become obvious as to the step you need to take based on the step you have just taken in terms of the first step. So the old Chinese proverb is the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, right? Eating an elephant takes one bite at a time. All of the analogies point to this simple observation that it's about taking the first step, and then once you've taken the first step, the next step will become obvious. Point number three, or observation number three, is growth enables you to keep going. You don't go to the top, you grow to the top. So it's a key thing around growth. Now, too many sales leaders that I've dealt with, unfortunately, have said, "Hey, I've literally learned everything I can learn. There's nothing more I can learn. I've arrived." They've literally said to me, "I've arrived. You can't teach me anything new." Now, unfortunately, I feel sorry for them, but more importantly, I feel sorry for their team, because their team don't have any real opportunity to grow, because the law of the lid will say that their development, their opportunities, their growth is going to be hampered by the growth of their leader. And if you don't focus on continual growth, and this is about getting better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you are today, then you won't grow. And if you don't grow, you can't get to the top, because there's no elevator to the top. You've got to get to the top. You've got to take the steps. And sometimes those stairs are uphill, really, really difficult. Sometimes you've got a lot of detours, but you can't go to the top. You've got to be able to grow to the top. And Jim Rohn talked a lot about this. It's not about the success being the destination. It's about the responsibility you have and the person who you become when you get there. That is the most important thing, because when you grow to the top, having gone through all the challenges, overcome all the obstacles, dealt with all the crap you've got to deal with on the way, then it makes it that much more satisfying. Plus, you can be in a position to empathize with people and show people the way, which is what leadership's all about. So do that. Make sure you're always growing, and make sure your team is always growing, and give them the opportunities to continue to grow. Now, that is either going to be informal sort of mentoring, coaching, training programs that you're going to do internally, or external training programs, or give your people an opportunity to be mentored by an external facilitator or an external mentor/coach, because growth is the catalyst for growth of organizations, but growth is something that has to be constant no matter where we are in the sales area or in the sales organization. Point number four, observation number four, is doing well at one step will set us up for success at the next step. So it's about doing really well at the step you're doing right now so that you can get better and step up for success, because it's a platform. So if you do really well in terms of behaviors, making all the calls, doing all the disciplines you know is going to lead to success, and in the first month, for example, if you're not getting the result you think you should be getting, or you're not getting the result that others think you should be getting, but you know that the disciplines, the processes, the behaviors you're doing, you know that through the passage of time, if I keep doing those, they will actually elevate me, then that's exactly what this observation is talking about. So making sure you're doing all the right things that will lead to the opportunities that will present themselves for the next step, where all the work is going to compound. And this is the thing, it compounds, because success in point number five is a series of steps. It's not one giant step. So you can't go from zero to hero, the overnight success, in many cases. Now, some do, but how many times have you seen somebody who's burst onto the scene, whether it be sport or business or in the entertainment industry, and they've got a song, for example, that all of a sudden it just hits pay dirt. So they've caught lightning in a bottle, and they've taken this one giant step and got to success. And those people typically are known as the one-hit wonders, because they can't back it up. And yet you have others, and the Beatles are a classic example. If you read the story about the Beatles, They played for years and years and years in pubs, and they did something like, I think, don't quote me, but I think it was like something like 4,000 concerts in pubs to people that was enabling them to fine tune their capability to the point when they hit the big time, they'd already actually earned the right to be there because they'd put in the practice, because they knew that success was going to be a series of steps and they had to pay their dues because the overtime, consistency compounds. Now, point number six, well, this is a really interesting one. I really resonated with this one, and that is that each step should be your favorite step. Now, when I thought about that, I'm thinking about all the times when we're going through really challenging times as a sales team and me as a sales leader, and think, you know what, if only things could be better, if only we could speed up this process, if only we could bring this customer a lot closer to us, if only we could, you know, get our senior executives to pull their finger out and actually start doing something and making a contribution rather than throwing grenades over the fence and expecting us to do things without their assistance. But what it taught me was that, you know what, each step we had to embrace where we're at, and we had to use that as an opportunity and be grateful for where we were and say, okay, this is where we are right now. As long as we're doing things really well, as long as we've got the right disciplines in place, we're doing it according to the values we've set ourselves, and we're measuring ourselves against the standards we've set, then we should be having fun and be happy with where we're at. And not satisfied, but happy that this too shall pass and we will turn it around. So having the focus on each step being the favorite step is a great one, because it then prepares you for the next step, which this plays out, and I kind of already alluded to this, but point number seven in the observations was that each step compounds the effect of the previous step. Now, what happens there is, you think about it, you might be doing heaps of work. And I mean, the classic example is people losing weight. People lose weight and say, oh, I want to lose, you know, 5 kilos in the first month. And they go on this diet, they start walking and start running, and they think, oh my God, let's jump on the scales. And the first day, there's no change. The second day, there's no change. In the third day, there might be a little bit of change. But each step will compound, because it will take the previous step and it will expand the previous step and add to it. So thinking about the work that you're doing in the sales realm, the work that you're putting in now, the prospecting, the preparation, the growth plan you've got, the development you're doing, fine-tuning your sales pitch, fine-tuning your ability to influence, fine-tuning your ability to listen, to ask better questions, all of that is going to compound to the point where it will kick in, and all of the work you've done up until that point, it will all of a sudden catch up, and you'll reap the dividends or the benefits of all of that work that went sight unseen in a lot of cases. But all of a sudden it compounded and it now became visible in that final step. But in order to get that, you had to go through the previous step. So really, really important principle to understand, that each step does compound the effect of the previous step. And the final point, which is really intriguing, and I fully agree with this, and that is, you don't step your way to success. So there's not a staircase to success. There's not a road to success. So you don't step your way to success. Each step done well is success. So success is a series of little achievements. So if you're feeling successful, and this is really important when it comes to language, and certainly as a sales leader, think about the type of language you're using within your team. And if you're thinking about or even talking about, you know, when we are successful, when you are successful, when I am successful, that presupposes that you're not successful right now. Well, you know what? Success is an attitude. If you do each step really well, if you take that first step, if you know that the first step will lead to the second step, and you make sure you take the next step and do that really well, guess what? That is success. And it comes down to what your definition of success is. So that the language that you use, and if you bring everything back into the first tense and think, you know what, I am successful, my team is successful. So if you understand and fully embrace the thought that you are successful, then guess what? You're going to find it a lot easier to put in place the behaviors and the disciplines to do the things that are required to get the success, quote unquote, that others believe you should get, whether that be the number of customers coming in, the revenue, the new sales, whatever the numbers are, you'll be able to get those as long as we believe that we are successful to begin with. Such an important set of observations. So I trust that resonates with you, and I really hope that serves you well. If you're finding yourself right now thinking, my God, this is an uphill battle, then embrace it. Embrace the challenge, embrace the opportunity, and be grateful that you've got that opportunity, because you're not given anything you're not capable of actually overcoming in terms of challenges, and certainly overcoming in terms of obstacles. So the key message today is be consistent. Be consistent daily, and know that success is not a destination, it is a success journey. So each step is required, and each step you need to be thinking about, yes, I am successful. And if I can help you in that journey, I'd love to work with you, love to work with you one-on-one and help you become that exceptional sales leader. And we can do that in 90 days or less. So jump on my calendar. Let's have a conversation about what a program would look like for you. Go to leadwithdarren.com and I'll give you a call and we can have a chat about that. Look forward to that. So until next episode, continue to, just think about all the consistency things you can do. Be consistent, take the next step, and embrace all of these observations that we talked about today. And I can guarantee you'll get one step closer to becoming that exceptional sales leader. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.